good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show I will share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. And I'm here for you during this time of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I'd love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. Be stick to the one question that's on your head and or the top of your mind. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. We have some up-and-coming events. We have the free teleclass that is still available for you to listen to that we did on 11-11-11. And in that teleclass, you can have, there's attunements all throughout that whole teleclass. And then there's music that you could sit and listen to. And that music has a lot of high-frequency energy. And so you could really tap into that. And so as I talk about energy cleansing, energy clearing, and I continue to talk about it, I have for years and years and years. And why do I? Because we're energetic beings. And it all goes down to that we have to have clear energy fields and ground energy fields to if we want to live a life of grace and ease. Otherwise, we can do a lot of kicking and screaming. So the more clear you are, the more you're really taking accountability and responsibility of how you're directing your life force, your God force, the more you'll notice a lot more grace and ease in your life. And there's a lot of shifts going on. So that 11-11 class is a free teleclass that you could listen to. The phone number is on the calendar of events, and you can plug in the phone number, listen to the PIN number, and then you go right to the attunements. We also are doing a special throughout December. And this is a very, very popular special. So it's buy one, get one half off, and say that you heard the special at KKNW. And so you buy a session, get one half off, so of the same length. So I do 15-minute readings, half hour, 45 minutes, hour, hour and a half sessions. And there's no it doesn't expire through December, so you don't have to use that through December. Many people decide to do this as Christmas gifts. They know that they want to gift their friends with a reading. It's like a perfect gift for those people who have everything and something that to give them something different, to introduce them to reading, or that you know that your friends and family members have wanted to have a reading. So you buy one and you get one half off. I know also a lot of clients know that they get at least two readings a year. And again, because it doesn't expire, it goes through January 2012, you could use that at second reading. The person will buy one and then they'll get that second one half off of equal value. So this is a really popular special that we're running through December. Buy one, get one half off, the second one half off, and that's, again, of equal value. It makes sense. If you get 30 minutes, you get a 30-minute half off, hour off. And so, and I know many, many people that group together. They do Christmas shopping together with their friends and family, and so they split the reading, and then they get the other one half off. So be creative with this. There's no strict rules with this. The only rule, and I'm doing air quotes, is the equal value one. So, again, 30 minutes, hour. And this is buy one, get one half off. And we are running this throughout December. And if you want to have to gift certificates to send to friends, my assistant Wendy created these pretty nice gift certificates. And in the gift certificate package, you get the person will get an information as far as what I do, how I do it, my whole brochure. And she really did a really nice job. So if you want to do that as a gift certificate, we send those out to you well before Christmas. And so this is a great deal. And that's, again, buy one, get one half off, running that all through December and no expiration dates. This is a really popular one. I know Wendy gets really excited at this time of year because many people take advantage of that. We also are doing the money readings, the gold coin readings, and those are only $40 plus shipping and handling. The shipping and handling is $3. So, and these are very, very popular readings. You get a CD of the session, and what I do before I put the tape on, I start looking at your energy field and I start working and balancing it. Then I put the tape on instead of you listening to dead air for several minutes. And then what we do is go directly into, I energetically throw this gold coin, this 1 ounce gold coin into your energy field and see how your energy field reacts. And it's absolutely amazing what people's energy fields have done. I've seen people duck the gold coin, which means to me that they are afraid to take in money. I've seen people, all of a sudden, I was doing some readings last week, and the person, their feet turned black and they were all burnt. And so their theme is that you get burned with money. I've had people say that all of a sudden I see a scene of a war zone. So their message, consciously or subconsciously, is that money creates war zones and people fight over money. Or money, it means betrayal, and or people come with agendas. It's so interesting to me how each person is different. And this is really good information, especially when you're trying to create abundance for yourself and that you're doing all the right things and you still have the blocks and you don't understand what it is, because a lot of times these are deep, deep subconscious patterns. Because you want to remember that a lot of times our deep subconscious patterns are 94% of our thinking, and we're working with 6% of our consciousness. So 94 is the high number of unconscious patterns there. But the beautiful thing is when you get to the theme, when you really get to know what is going on, and these themes go on from lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And so it's not only about identifying the theme. We then balance it. We clear it. We literally get it out of the energy field. Then not only do you get the CD, but you're also given attunements that work with that reading. And these are not one of the free energy exercises that I give you out. These work directly with your energy field. And I encourage the client to work with these tools that you receive for at least 30 days, because it creates 30 days, takes 30 days to create a new energy pathway within your energy field. Sometimes I see when people's energy feels that they should do it 60 days. And so at least minimum 30 days, those are the gold coin readings. You could read the whole story, because I made a newsletter about it. And if you write the messages from Carrie, it has a whole story again how these came about. And my guides really gave me this whole birth of this idea in the last spring. And I was just, again, amazed, and I continue to get amazed as far as what people hold in our information, in our energy field, and especially this is going right for money. And that's a big thought right now. It's a big thing with the economy. A lot of people are feeling the effects of the economy. They're feeling fear from the economy. And so for you to be able to identify where you have your blocks, and then it's not only about identifying it, it's about releasing them, because the energies of this year in particular, we can have profound shifts and profound releasing of those blocks, literally releasing of blocks. I've had people respond and say that they've had family trouble where a will has been in court for years and that it was decided and everyone left happy after they had the gold coin reading. I had people that were waiting for a promotion. All of a sudden, they had a promotion. I had people that had lawsuits that were, again, in courts for years. All of a sudden, after the reading, they were able to complete the lawsuit. I had people that were waiting for a sale of a house. They could go on and on and on. And so it's, and I'm not patting myself on the back here. I read energy, and I read energy like as if somebody reads a book. And so I'm showing you and empowering you and telling you where the blocks are, and then we release it. I don't like to say the word healing, because I consider healing, it leaves some sort of, even if it's deep in the subconscious, like a, I'm the healer and you are the patient or client. I really prefer the word balancing, because it all goes back to balance. And the more we are in balance, our body naturally wants to be in homeostasis. We are amazing beings, how much we want to have that balance, that homeostasis. So we balance your energy field. And again, then you're given tools for you to continue that balance. So those are the gold coin readings. And again, all the information, they're only $40, and it's absolutely life-altering, life-changing, so that's well worth it. We also are having a new series coming up, and this information is going to be more in the next couple of weeks. And this is where we're doing a series where we're going to address money, and we're going to address partnership. And it's a series of three. It's a mastery. It's going on that trinity. And so we're going to take those corners of our life where we really have a lot of blocks, our money, job, career corner, personal relationship corner, and also I call it the you corner, how you see yourself, how you define yourself. And every single week when we gather, it's not going to be 3 weeks anymore. We're going to have some time. It's going to be separated. And we're going to talk. We're going to discuss. And these are all new tools, all new attunements that are going to be given to you, because the energies of 2012, everything is speeding up. We are really getting on that fast track there. there as far as being able to manifest things in our life, but also if we have our energy field is very clogged and very staticky, we could be manifesting things that we don't prefer. The great news is that with the faster energies, that every single day we have a new opportunity. It's like a new palette is what I see, like a paint in your heart. Your energy is the paint in the paintbrush, and so you always have a new opportunity to change, to open up your energy field. So that is that series is coming up in January, and I'm very excited about that because this is really stepping into our mastery, stepping into our empowerment, and this is where we're really embodying that whole saying of you can do this too and more. And so we're giving you the tools of to do this and more and step into that mastery. We're going to the phone lines. I just heard my little cue. You listen to the Carol Connor Show. We'll be back in a few.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and we're with you to the top of the hour with open phone lines, so you can dial 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking about those open phone lines, why don't we go to the phone calls?
Let's do that. Just a reminder to all of our listeners out there, limit it to one question only. Carrie has a busy day every hour. She's here each week. And we just want everyone to have a merriest of holidays, and so we can move swiftly from call to call.
There we go.
So let's start the first one off. It's AC calling in from Seattle, looking for a little more spiritual development. Let's see what he has. AC, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
I'm having
some difficulties as far as being able to stay back. Blocked in that spiritual development. I'm just trying to figure out what may be going on there or what I can do.
AC, do you have a really good spiritual practice? Because what I'm seeing right now when I look into your energy field, your throat chakra, your whole neck area is really strong or long, and it looks like it's 5 to 7 inches long, and then it looks like your head is there. It almost looks like a lollipop. And so when I see that, that means to me some people could get really stuck in their emotional body. Some people could get really stuck in their mental body. So your energy pattern is showing me that, especially you were taught at a young age from your dad's side, is to get into that mental loop. So knowing that, it's all about getting out of our head and into our heart. And there used to be the saying, the longest journey in a spiritual journey is those 13 inches between our head and our heart. So the biggest thing that you could do, and especially because your throat chakra is looking elongated, and that is our ability to channel, to open up, to speak. And this is not always about talking. A lot of times it's stillness, it's quiet. So the first step is to get into a really disciplined practice. And a lot of people think they have a disciplined practice, but this really takes, it's like a boot camp kind of deal where you make a commitment to yourself. And even if it starts with where you put post-its, I have a post-it right when my alarm clock goes off. And so when I turn around and shut my alarm clock off, I have a note to myself, and it reminds me, even before I get out of bed, to ground, to have the attitude of gratitude, to really get myself primed up for the day. And then I'll put a post-it where I brush my teeth. And so in the night and throughout the day, I'll, again, remind myself to get into that posture, to check in on myself. And a lot of times you can start with post-its, and then you don't need them toward the end. After that 30 days, you literally get into a habit where if you don't if you get out of alignment, you just work with tools to get yourself back out of alignment. So the biggest thing with you, especially when you're showing me that mental body and that long, that throat is really long, is like really getting out of the head, getting out of the thoughts, and really realize the biggest thing that you could do as far as a discipline, and this isn't anything rigid. This is about getting quiet, stilling the mind, because our mind chatter is so our mind is on 50 gazillion things, and it's going like on these treadmills. And so being able to be very present. So if you're doing the dishes, you stay present and do the dishes. And most of us, when we're doing the dishes, just for example, we start thinking about our shopping list or what are we doing tomorrow. Or if we're in the shower, instead of taking a shower and just really feel the water coming in and act like the soap is literally, it intends that it's cleaning and cleansing your energy field, and it's going clearing your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, and use that time to really make it a spiritual practice, to become very present and very aware. But most of the time when we're in the shower, we're, again, thinking about what we're going to be doing during the day. And so your biggest thing is to be able to really stay present and to be able to, whatever you're doing, be there now. And the more and more you do that, the more and more you're going to notice. It's like imagine your head sinking down into your heart. And when that heart opens up, it opens up that spiritual connection, and then you'll start noticing that you're getting out of that static. So do the post-its. Really figure out what kind of practice that you like, because there's all different kind of practices out there. There's 50 gazillion things out on the internet, and I give out free energy exercises. You're more than welcome. Anybody is to email union@1111@yahoo.com and ask for them. But if my things aren't going to resonate with you, if you don't care for them, then you're not going to do them. So I always tell people, do what resonates with you. Some people say they can't sit and meditate, so you don't have to sit and meditate. You could do a walking or a running meditation. It's about being, again, present. So start with being present. Start with being disciplined. Start with shutting the mind off. And when you feel yourself getting into the mind chatter, literally feel like a dial, and you're turning that dial down, and you're really sinking and feel, see, sense, and imagine yourself going into your heart. and see a little you in your heart, AC, and then see that little you as in a representation of your God self, your higher self, and see, feel, sense that little you getting bigger and bigger and bigger and filling in your whole physical body and radiating the energy, your God force energy, out to 1 foot around you, then pause and feel that energy going 360 degrees, then go 2 feet, pause, see, feel, pulse, radiate the energy out 360 degrees, consolidate, and then go 3 feet. Right there, you just simply opened up space, you cleared your energy field, and then you're coming from that place of less static. So the biggest thing is the discipline, okay?
Okay.
Very good.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so
Have
much.
Have a great day. You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a great day.
Perfect idea. And you're right, Carrie. You know, meditation and forms of that come obviously come in different forms.
Absolutely.
For me, meditations, you know, honestly, when I leave here, I like to kind of like just decompress and just sit around. You know, obviously, I hang out with my two sons and my boys and, you know, kind of mellow out from them and also then go tinker with things. You know, I'm big on that.
Exactly.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be you sitting in one spot with your legs crossed, you know, and you're, you know, going home. I mean, that's traditional, yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. So. And many people think, oh, well, gosh, I don't have time for it. When you're in the car or when you're tinkering or when you're with the kids are great because the kids are so in the present. They teach us to be in the present. So it's really good.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's give out the phone number. 1-800-930-2819 is the number. 1-800-930-2819. Now we'll take another call, as so to speak. We'll lather up for another listener. You did mention about showering earlier. I kind of use that as a segue, whether or not it worked or not. I guess I'll just keep going. Christy, welcome to the show. Yes. You had a question about your back?
Yes. I called you about a month or two ago, and still having problems with my back, but you had said it was 60% energetic and like 40% physical, and I wanted you to scan and see how I'm doing and I can release some more.
All right.
Pain.
I'm seeing, when I look into your back, Christy, when I'm looking, it's like I'm standing above your head and I'm looking at overview when I'm going down. And I'm seeing there's a part that you're twisting over to the left side in the center, right in the above the waistband. There's like this twisting energy. And I call it the rotor-rooter movement. So you really want to feel, see, sense your energy running right down from your tailbone and literally feel, sense. Because when I go into your tailbone, I always check out people's tailbones, especially when they have back energy or back issues. And when I look at it, it's really tight. It's better than it has been before because I saw before it would like stretch into this fight or flight posture or curl into this fetal position, and that will absolutely affect our physical backs eventually. So this is where you want to first drop in to your heart, then sink down lower and go into that tailbone hip energy, and then literally feel, see, or sense, or imagine your tailbone opening up like a dolphin or a whale, and feel it opening up and moving and feeling your grounding cord, your root chakra, opening up and going right to the center of the earth and feeling that earth and universal energy going up from your feet right up to your core and shooting right up your spine out of your crown chakra. And like fireworks going back down around the crown chakra and all around you, because what it does is open up and it clears out. It gives like a rotor cleansing. And when I look at that twisted part, it looks like it's like I call it like the energetic DNC. It's connected to the back of the second chakra, and that second chakra has to do with one-on-one relationships, money, career, how we see ourselves, define ourselves. It's our creative center. And when it's twisted and going back to the past or to looking in the past, it's like a reviewing of the past, and this also includes past life stuff. And it's also, when I look at your shoulders, there's a residual energy that has responsibility. So you come in here feeling very responsible, and by the time you're 3 to 5 years old, you're taking on other people's energy, other people's responsibility. So you're really weighing out what's my responsibility, what's not my responsibility, and you have a lot of green, blue energy, which means you're a natural teacher, helper, healer, and you're very empathic yourself, and so you're like a psychic sponge, so it's really important for you to realize that, to wring out that energetic sponge and to really consolidate your energy and realize the best thing that you could do for anybody, and this is spouses, kids, friends, family, everybody, is being the energetic example by shining your light from the inside out, and then it allows them to do it, and we don't want people to jump on our energetic backs because it literally weighs us down. And people that have that blue energy, green energy in their energy field, they can tend to do it because it's part of the, just think of your karma in here to learn, say, it's okay for me to be the energetic example. But I do see from what I read it last time, and I don't remember readings, especially if it's been six, whatever months ago, when I look at it now, I'm seeing that you're really getting down to what what I call the nitty-gritties of unraveling it. In this year in particular, we have the ability to bring the energy down to the physical, which is really great for us because we could heal blocks and pains in the physical body. And remember, though, when it gets down to the physical body, it takes a while for it to get down to the physical body. So it does take perseverance, and it does take, again, that discipline energy. But it's like the thing of not being discouraged. Keep on working on it, because part of that raveling up, when it's twisted, it looks like a dish towel that's all twisted up, and that's when it's like emotional twisting. And again, a lot of times it has to do with second chakra issues, but it is also self-worth, self-esteem, because I see this like shield going over your third chakra, and it's a form of protection. It almost looks like a turtle shell. So it's like working with turtle medicine, and I would even literally encourage you to look up animal medicine and look up turtle medicine in particular. And turtle is really wonderful because it has a shell, so we could have that protection. It's really much connected to the earth, earth energy. But this is where you want to have the a lot of our protection postures that we learn when you're younger are defense mechanisms that actually block the energy. So you want to think of yourself standing on top of that shell or inside that shell, or work with it where it's not kind of blocking the third chakra. So you're really lowering, changing the your foundational energy. And as you do, it's going to create a lot more flowing healing in those lower chakras. And I'm also seeing you're opening up the right side of your hip energy there. And I'm seeing these great big balls. They look like softball-sized balls releasing up from the emotional body that is in that hip energy that tightens it up, and it goes all the way up to the spine. And those have to do with what I call energetic cysts, and they have to do with grief, ancient grief, and the theme of betrayal. And on that right side, it has to do with male-male relationships, energies that we learned from men in our lifetime. And also, again, like this could be past life patterns. So think of the energy right now. You're doing as above, so below, literally bringing in and creating new pathways into that energy. I'd encourage you to not only do the dolphin thing or the whale thing and moving that tailbone energy and moving it up your spine and out of the crown or right up out of the seventh chakra and see it shooting out of there, but also do a lot of infinity eights, moving your hips side to side. And if you can't physically do that because it hurts, then draw those sideways eights over your body, over the emotional body, the mental body, spiritual body. Those infinity eights are literally connecting the right side and the left side of the body, increasing the communication, increasing the life force coming in, because you want to feed yourself with the universal energy and the earth energy. And most of us are feeding ourselves with toxic energy that's out there, that's like eating almost like garbage. And so you're retraining yourself to eat that, take in and nurture yourself with that universal energy that's all around you. And I heard my cue, so good luck, Christy, right there. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a short few messages after these short messages.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Terry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Terry has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Carol Connor Show, and I'm going to remember who I am. I'm Carol Connor. I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
It happens. I forget who I am, too.
Yeah,
from time to time. I don't have a show to remind me, though, so. Oh, you're too cute. You're too cute. Well, let's bring on our next caller. We have Marie calling in from Seattle. She's looking for a relationship. Hasn't happened for the last couple of years. Maybe we can help her out. And it's the holidays, so it's the gift that keeps on giving. So maybe we can help her out. Marie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks. Actually, I'm newly divorced, but I feel like I haven't been in a relationship in over 10 years. And I just wondered if there was any partnership, a relationship to look forward to.
Okay. All right. Newly, as in September of this year?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because your MD still showing me September. And one thing that you want to remember, because the first thing I did was I looked at your MD field on the right side, and that's where I see male-male connections, but I also see that's where people coming in. I saw the energy residual that brought me to September, and so you could energetically not have been in a relationship for the last 10 years. I totally understand that. But there's residual energy that has to do with the marriage. And so it takes energetically. We physically divorce, but there's still energetic components. It's like a great big comb going through our emotional body, our mental body, and our spiritual body to get those energies out into the side. So the good news, 2000 in January, is a great through March in particular. I'm watching you opening up this window, and the window it represents new beginnings. And I'm seeing actually this like bluebird of happiness flying in, and so it's kind of a different symbol for me. But it's a great thing because it seems unexpected. So pay attention for the first 3 months of 2012 of synchronistic meetings. Follow your gut if all of a sudden you are told or hear, go here or go there or show up to this coffee shop or just like and not do crazy things of you pass a coffee shop and it's January through March, we have to go. I said this to this one client and she was like going to all these yoga classes and stuff and I said, no, you didn't hear me. It's like going with flow where all of a sudden when something comes in and it's like a real intuitive message, not an ego message where it's just like a real, like it's a flow. It's a very, very different from the ego message because the ego message has us bending forward and when we bend forward, we start blocking out things. This is like really being able to go with the flow and really understand and realize, Marie, that there's a real part of you going back to that right side of the energy field that you're releasing residual energies from that divorce. And so just imagine like you're taking that situation and energetically moving it to the left side because people can feel the energy when it's in the right side. And guys in particular, I've noticed, are very, very good, whether they believe in metaphysics, energy, or whatever, that they can feel if the person is open or not. And if there's any kind of residual energies, there's a sense of like a yellow flag or a yellow, like a warning, meaning that they're taken and they don't want rejection. So this take this period through December as and January as a rebirthing of yourself. This is all about you, and really define what you want in a relationship. And then date yourself, literally romance yourself. This is a time for you through December, January, to whatever you want, write down those things that you want in a relationship. So if you want sense of humor, if you want somebody that's honest and stable and, again, a good sense of humor and secure, do that to yourself. Show those things to yourself, because you're literally putting those codes out that bring in. It's like attracts like. You're bringing a sense of humor, energy pull, a magnetic pull. You're bringing in security pull. You're bringing in the energy of groundedness, stability, honest. And so think of this as a great time for you, literally, to romance yourself. And I just keep on hearing this show, Romancing the Stone. And I know it was the movie. I think it was in the 80s. And I don't know if that means anything to you, and I don't even really remember what it is, but I would absolutely look at it, because there's some message for you in that Romancing the Stone. Or was it called, Benny? Was it called Romancing the Stone?
Yeah, that's with what's his name? God, it's right there on the tip of my tongue. Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas,
that's
yeah.
It.
And it was a whole big thing between Kathleen Turner.
Yeah.
So I don't remember the whole gist of it, but it's a great big bubble in the right side of your energy field, Marie. So there's some messages, again, in that. And also that could be names of people that could be connected, Mike, Douglas, blah, blah, blah. And, again, if somebody comes in, their name is Charlie, don't not date with them because their name is not Mike. It could be that Mike Douglas is his cousin, and that's why he's in your energy field. So this is, again, a time, yes, you're going to be in a relationship, yes, you're going to be getting a committed relationship, and it's not going to be that too long. I'm looking at a year and a half for me right now, and I'm seeing a ring on your finger, so that means to me committed relationship. That's not long at all, considering that you're newly divorced in September. So this is, again, think of over the next 4 to 6 weeks, this is a real time for you to embrace yourself, to, again, romance yourself, to watch those movies that you might have always watched, and your husband might not want to watch them with you. And this is really about really embodying and embracing those things that you're looking for in a relationship. So I meet so many women and guys, but women in particular, say, I want a guy that has a good sense of humor, that I want him to be secure. I wouldn't mind if he made a lot of money or is at least secure financially. And then I ask them, are you secure? Do you have a good sense of humor? And they're like, nah, not really. No, I'm kind of negative. And no, my finances are upside down. And then they're looking for the rescue person. So this is where we want to like a tracks like, so we want to get all those things in order, right? So this is where you're really doing feng shui, clearing out, cleaning out, and really opening up the heart chakra. And I'm seeing this unfolding, and it's a beautiful, beautiful unfolding for yourself. So it's literally rebirthing, and you're stepping into what I call that divine partnership energy. I'm doing this whole class of this in January because many people are stepping into this. They're changing the dynamics of the relationships that they're either literally in or that they're looking for these kind of partnerships. So you're in that alignment. You've heard it. You've heard the call of it. And so this is where it's a great time for you to rebirth yourself into the energy. And again, when it gets into, after 4 to 6 weeks, when I get into the energy of February through March, I'm seeing you stepping into that relationship. Doesn't mean that you can't go out dating before, but this real time right now, 4 to 6 weeks, is really important for you because you're literally getting rid of that residual energy that's on the right side that has to do with the dynamics of your marriage, okay?
Perfect. Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You
bye-bye.
Have a great next 4 to 6 weeks.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
It's kind of like, 4 to 6 weeks, the kind of way you put it. She could be receiving a great package in that time
there
of time.
There you go.
You know,
that's right.
That's how things delivered these days, 4 to 6 weeks.
You know what? You're right. I didn't even think of that. That's absolutely right.
That's what I'm here for, Carrie.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You always are so good. I swear to God. I don't know what I do with that.
It's the little quips, you know? They kind of sneak
right.
in there from time to time.
That's
all right.
Right.
Moving right along, I think we have time for one more call before our next break. We have MJ calling in from Issaquah. Shaken a little bit recently with some with her emotional foundation. She's looking to help secure that a little better. I'll let her describe it. So, MJ, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Thank you. Yeah, I've been going through a lot over the last year or so, and I'm just feeling as though my foundation's being shaken, and probably for a good reason because I need to rebuild it, but I'm not sure what steps to take to rebuild it because I'm feeling in this kind of insecure space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. MJ, what I'm seeing is that you're in great company, considering 95%, if not even more, 97% of the world are in this posture where I see them at the in this doorway. And the doorway represents a portal, which is the stepping into that higher dimensional energy. People call it the fifth dimensional energy, whatever. It's 50 million names for the same thing. So we're obviously evolving and we're changing, and you're going for it. Many people are contracting and want to be in the corner. So, and it is changing our foundational energy. It's literally having us release things that have been on not only in this lifetime, but on many, many, many incarnations. And then it's part of the collective unconscious, subconscious patterns of humanity. So it is a great big shift. So what you're doing is that you're doing what I call that white knuckle hole. And what we want to imagine is for us to fly through that doorway, that portal, because there's the human part of us that wants written guarantees that if we walk through this portal that we're going to be safe, secure, everything's going to be fine. But part of what that walking through that portal, that doorway, it's really embodying and embracing, allowing, surrendering, and letting go. And the paradox is when we go through that doorway and we let go of, instead of doing white knuckles, when we're not white knuckles, we're doing not grace and ease. We're doing more kicking and screaming, and then it creates more fear and it creates more static. And so when that true thing of surrendering, when we walk through it, we literally, that doorway, then it could look all black. It's even like the energy of the void. I could go in for hours. This is going to be one of the classes that I'm doing where I'm doing the U corner in January. But when we, again, go through it, the whole energy flips. It's like our energy turns inside out, and we unzipper, and then everything is light. And then we realize that within our energy field there is a safety net. And so, and then all of a sudden, just imagine the analogy that we have wings. And so many people are feeling this. You're feeling it individually, and this is the macro, micro. Many people are feeling this collectively. And so it's really a confirmation that we are evolving. We're going to through this raising our vibration. And so when we raise it, we're going to just think of the ego kicks up and it's going to do fear and want to convince us to stay in that older dimensional energy or that slower dimensional energy. And so we could be pulled again to that door, and we're holding on because it's really what's, it feels like a life or death thing, and what's dying is the ego. And so when we realize, wait a minute, my ego is kicking up and it is doing the biggest kicking up and scaring me in the biggest way that it could possible, because the ego knows us in, very intimately, because the ego is part of our wounded self, so it's actually part of ourself. So when we quiet and turn down the volume of the ego and really embody and embrace and taking it beyond a concept, many of us have heard where the angels have the human experience or that we're all part of God, Source, Creator. Well, if we really take that beyond a concept and really embody that God Force energy, God Force energy is eternal, is immortal. So when we really start to embody in the energy and taking that and really acting godlike, acting like this is not ego. This is like saying, I am a part of God, Source, Creator energy, whatever that means to you. And that means I'm immortal. That means I'm Creator. And then it gives you the energy to go and go for it. And then that's going to help you tremendously. And I heard my cue again. So walk through that doorway, enough white knuckling, you're going to start flying. And we're going to take a break, fly to our break, and we're going to be back after a few.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Mushrooms. Worth paying attention to, traditional use as well as modern research has shown that many mushrooms can enhance immune health and boast an array of other useful properties. These include anti-cancer and anti-tumor effects. Add medicinally valuable mushrooms such as shiitake, maitake, and reishi to soups, rice, beans, and other foods, or take in liquid extract form or powdered in capsules. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Do you hear voices? Do you see and know? Are you fascinated by the discussions about spirituality? Are you trying to connect with your own true self, your inner calling, and your transformation, but need some assistance on your path? Meet Natalie, spiritual teacher and guide, happy to empower you to truly get to know, be, and love yourself, so you can experience true happiness and freedom. Contact Natalie at natalie@healingisis.com or Facebook Natalie.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Oh, sorry. Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor. I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines. And, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sounds good, and no need to apologize. It happens from time to time.
Yeah, my daughter comes in and asks me a question right when I'm about to go to the air.
Can't she wait?
I tell you.
Mom's on the air. Mom's doing her thing.
But she's leaving. She only got 3 minutes before she has to go. 3 seconds before she has to go.
Now you know my life around the radio world.
Yes, right. Have compassion for you, Benny.
That's right. I appreciate that. Let's take now Diane. She's calling in from Redmond, Washington. She says retirement is definitely not in the future. She obviously wants to remain as a busybody. Let's see what else she has. Diane, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hello. Hello. Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm 74, and retirement is not, for financially, is not in the future for me, and I'm really concerned about that. Uh-huh. I don't know if you can give me some insight and a direction I can take or uh-huh. what, but anyway, anything you can offer would be helpful.
You're presently employed then?
Yes, I'm self-employed.
Okay, self-employed. All right, because what I'm looking at when I'm watching this umbrella over your head, so whenever I see umbrellas, that means to me a form of protection. And so that's a good thing. That's a positive thing. And the biggest thing that, and I'm also noticing that, especially since August, April through August of this year, that the umbrella looks a little bit shaky. So I know that.
My what looks a little shaky?
The umbrella looks shaky. So that's where you're having, your right eye is, Diane, you're starting to look more up into the, getting out of focus and looking, starting to bend toward the future, right?
Right.
You want to stay in the now, just like I was talking about the money things before. And 74 years old is like, I put that on the shelf as far as having, what you're doing is consciously or unconsciously connecting into the patterns of, the collective humanity that when we reach a certain age, we have to retire.
Right.
People are living older, longer, they are working later, and sometimes it's financial, sometimes it's because they don't want to retire, right? And so what you want to do is unplug yourself literally from that feeling of that it's going to put you in a certain box, right? Because this time right now we're breaking out of the boxes. Then it was really kind of interesting because then I saw this energy coming in through January, and it looks like another form of protection, and it seems like I don't read the papers, I don't watch the news, I don't do any of that, and I haven't for 20 years. And so when I get information like this, it's like it's clean, right? But there's some sort of protection. I don't know if it has to do with your state that is like civil rights, or it seems like a federal protection that could be coming up through the Senate there that is not forcing people to do any kind of retirement thing, right? And so are they can't force people out because of a certain age. And that, again, could be coming up in the year 2012. But the bottom line, as far as especially self-employed, especially, again, from now through, again, the A's, so think of through April through August to you for next year, I'm seeing you expanding beyond your self-employment. And so there's a chance of expansion. And I also see in the beginning from February, it looks like somebody coming in. Are you already partnering with somebody or somebody
No, I'm not, no.
Okay. All right, it looks like somebody's coming in, but you have your energy entity, and that they have, it's like a bridging partnering thing. So it's not like a merging partner, but it's definitely beneficial for both of you, right? And so that would be a very positive thing. And again, pay attention to in February for people to come in. When I see green hands that are doing a handshake, that means helper people that could connect us to other people that could literally bring us business. You want to pay attention to that, especially through February. And as that comes in February, when it gets into, it starts rolling in from April to August again. The April to August that you had that last year in 2011 compared to what you're getting in 2012 is a lot different. There's a lot more stability. I'm seeing that umbrella getting wider and wider and wider. And I'm also seeing gold and pink. That's a really good sign for me. That means gold means golden opportunities and also a sense of security and stability. And that pink means doing passion, doing love, loving what I'm doing. And so when it goes back to your self-employed, I'm watching you taking these scissors and trimming off the fat. Is what, and I'm doing the same fat in air quotes, but it's more of the fat of doing, cutting out those things that you don't really care to do. It's like starting to follow more of the passion, more of the bliss. It literally creates an energy that allows us to, it's palpable, and people are starting to feel it more, and they sense it more, and they can feel when people are passionate about something and when they're not. And when people lose passion, people are feeling it, and people are becoming more and more sensitive. And this is everybody across the board. I see resumes that jump off a table to people that they can send it in across the world, and a person can feel the energy from the person. And this person could be very left brain, doesn't believe in any of this, but I watch the energy get affecting that individual, so they call the individual. Everything is every energy. Everything, we are continuously communicating with it energetically to each other. So this is where you want to take that time and be able to feel, first of all, strong within yourself, supported within yourself. Realize that half of this has to do with past fears, past patterns, literally the collective humanity, where we're all connected, unconscious, subconscious patterns. And as you break through from that, it's going to give you an extra sense of security and opportunities to bridge, where you still have, again, your own autonomy, but you also have like a sense of everyone coming to this round table. And that means to me that this is going to be very popular for the rest of our life, where everyone brings their own gifts, but there's a sense of unity, community, and it's not a them against us, dog-eat-dog kind of world, because those energy business practices are literally leaving. They don't support. They're not part of the new energy grids. And so start paying attention, writing down what you're starting to get synchronistically, and go back to, Diane, even what you love to do, what gets you excited, what gives you passion, excitement. And that sounds airy-fairy and too simple, but say that to Walt Disney. Say that to the Wendy's guy. Say that to the McDonald's guy. Anybody that really, it was Oprah Winfrey, people that have followed their passion and their excitement, and they literally did not listen to any of the outside thing. If you're too old, this is not, you know, right, blah, blah, blah. And they didn't listen to the outside influences. They just kept on following their steps of the what feels right for them is right for them, and keep on following those right steps for yourself. Okay?
Well, I really appreciate your input. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great afternoon day, okay?
Thank you.
We only have a couple of minutes left in the show. Unfortunately, I don't think we'll be able to get to another caller.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
So,
sorry about that, everybody.
That's all right, because you know what? People can listen and call in, because I am on News for the Soul this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So in a couple hours, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 1 o'clock Pacific, News for the Soul. And so you could call News for the Soul. And actually, that number is 1-646-595-4274, Or you could look up the Internet News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. It's part of Blog Talk Radio, and you could call in, and we have open phone lines, and we do free readings then. So for if you missed me today, you can do that right then. And also this week, every first and third Wednesday of the month, I am on World Puja. I have a show called Empowerment, and so this is the first Wednesday of the month. And so my show Empowerment is going to be broadcasted, and so that is worldpuja.org, and you can listen again, look up Empowerment, and you'll see my little picture there, and you can listen to that. And I will be back next week, and may you align with the divine. Have a great week, guys.